Boston is still digging out from the weekend storm that dumped about 2 feet of snow, and on city streets, a long-standing practice is underway. That is, if you shovel a spot for your car, mark it with a piece of lawn furniture or a trash barrel, and the spot is yours. Earlier this winter, Mayor Thomas Menino said he was putting an end to all that. He ordered city garbage collectors to get rid of all those makeshift pylons. But after public outcry, reinforced by this weekend's snowfall, it appears that the mayor may be ready to relent. He's waiting to decide whether to enforce his new policy or perhaps let it slide. That would be welcome news to Bill Davis. He's a bartender at the L Street Tavern in South Boston, where the neighborhood is once again chock-a-block with more than just cars at the curb.
You'd see chairs. You'd see some people do it like for a joke. They put out a table, a chair, candles, candelabras.
Wait a minute. Someone will put out a table and then set the table just to
right,
make it look
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. That's been known to be done. This has been going on for 47 years. We've had this rule. There's never been no conflicts. Everybody understands that if you spend 5 hours of your time shoveling out a spot, that they're not going to take your spot.
Well, help us understand this great Boston tradition. You spend all that time shoveling out your car, digging out your car so you can get to work or wherever you have to
right.
go, and then you
got
to exactly. figure out how to reserve that space so it's there when you get back home.
Right. But, you know, it's like everything else. Some people abuse it. When there's just a little snow drift where you don't shovel, you shouldn't be able to put a barrel up. That I will agree with. People do that. As soon as, like, you get snowflakes in the air, they go out and put out a barrel. That's not right. You have to shovel your spot before you get your spot.
Now, to your mind, what's the threshold then? How much snow has to fall before you can put a barrel or a piece of lawn furniture out?
3 to 4, anyway. 3 to 4 inches.
You got a lot more than 3 or 4 inches this past weekend.
Right.
Exactly. How long did it take you to shovel your car out?
5 hours. But I don't shovel. My kids shovel for me.
You got a good deal. So it took them 5 hours.
Well, they want to use the car. They better shovel it.
So once you shoveled out that spot, what did you or the kids put out there to make sure it was waiting for you when you got back home?
Just the trash barrel. But I come from a neighborhood where I've been there for 30 years now, so everybody knows everybody. And, you know, nobody parks in your spot. And if they do park in your spot, you know their car. You go over and knock on their door, and they'll move it.
Well, as you say, if this is a tradition in the city, were you surprised last month when the mayor cracked down on this practice?
Exactly. We tried to get a hold of him, and we couldn't. And he went around with a trash truck and just picked everything up. So what people did was they put their old TVs that they couldn't get rid of because the dump people won't take them, and their old refrigerators and stuff that you couldn't get rid of, you put in a parking spot. So when the mayor come by with the truck, he took everything. Where he put it, I don't know.
Well, do you think the mayor, who, by the way, is known to have a driveway, do you think he understands the plight of those who have to park on the street?
I believe so, but, you know, he's going to be all done this year anyway, so he doesn't care what's going on. He's out of there this year, believe me. He's probably got a grudge against somebody in South Boston because it's our tradition. We've been doing it for years, and we're the ones that are being picked on. Because at least in Dorchester, they got places to park. We don't have any places to park. Park a spot is golden.
Well, Bill Davis, thanks so much for talking to us.
All right, thank you.
Bill Davis is a bartender at the L Street Tavern in South Boston.